Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Together would be great in a choir. You'd be looking after the baritone.
Yeah, that's what HeyFam exists to be, right?
We're recording, aren't we?
Yeah, we are recording.
Oh, this is great. This is a good intro.
Well, no, you know what the good intro is? Us singing the intro theme with our new guest.
Stu, do you mind taking away? Are you familiar with the program Entourage?
Entourage.
Entourage.
As it's called in the French Isles.
Yes, I believe. Yes, I'm very familiar with this particular show.
So say you were a, unfortunately, you were blinded at a young age, but you could only identify the show Entourage by its theme song. How would you say it starts?
Definitely with a bit of a guitar riff.
And what is the key line?
Yeah.
Yeah. Specifically.
Yeah.
Let's say you wanted to slide that around and make it replace the word "oh yeah" with "hey fam," the title of this podcast. What would you say?
Hey fam.
Yeah,
nailed it.
Fam.
Yes.
Hey fam.
Hey fam. Welcome to Hey Fam, the podcast where me, Levins, and him, Angus, talk about movies and books and TV and video games and other cool things. We invite
the stuff you waste money on that I don't think it's wasted.
I would say the stuff that you waste your life not doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does that make any sense, Stu?
It sounds like a John Lennon lyric. Life is what happens while you're busy making other plans. Never forget, 1980, shot dead.
Shot dead.
Just going home. It's a horrible world.
Too soon.
Too soon. And never forget. This one's for John. This one's for John.
This whole episode is for John.
Last seven have been for Ringo. Now it's finally switching up. We're going to John.
As John Lennon's own request, he said, get another Melbourne comedian.
He's like, I love what I hear, boys.
Yep. I love what I hear. Get another. Yeah, and also the same surname letter.
What?
Tommy Daslow.
Oh, yeah. Two for two. That's right.
That's not bad.
Your boy's probably...
Oh, so D's.
Yeah, D's.
Double
both
D's.
Live in Fitzroy as well.
I love that Melbourne D.
Hang on. Are we going to pull a mask off and see Tommy Daslow underneath?
Hey, fam.
Is this a Scooby-Doo discovery?
Angus, Stu's your mate. So you can move it.
Stu, I'm pumped to have Stewie Dolman. No one calls him. Stu
okay.
Dolman is
You were
here.
Named after the kid from Family Guy, right?
Yes, I get that a lot.
You do?
Yeah.
Probably my
favorite. You're in your mid-20s. Were you named after the character from Family Guy?
100%. You both wear nappies. That's about it. That's where the similarities end. Stuart Dolman is perhaps my favorite funny man in Australia. My favorite comedian.
It
makes me
Jesus.
Chuckle. No, seriously. I'd never met Stu before, and we were both part of a show last year. Scott Dooley and friends. Shout out to Scott Dooley, co-host of a hip podcast called The Greenlight Boys.
Yep.
I'm in that one. But Scott's a great guy, and he invited a bunch of... It was like the Expendables of up and coming people who like comedy.
Yeah.
So you know, he could have gone with Will Anderson's and he could have gone with Hughes's.
But it was kind of like did do a show.
No, you're completely right. He did. Well, he could have gone with 90 Will Anderson's, but he decided to go with, you know,
a couple of misfits,
and boy, you know, it was like a bit of a summer camp. We all hung out for like 4 weeks and had a silly time. And every night you changed your bit. I think. You and I were the two constants and the Dirty Bird Boys.
Yep.
So we all had to change our stuff every week. And I thought that was good. It was a good challenge to try and make stuff fresh. And every week I'd spend most of it not watching because, you know, the theater. But also I just, every time you were there, I was like, shut up, everyone. And it was just like a highlight. And You were hilarious, and the way you just, I don't know, you used the stage, used the live setting super well.
Oh, thanks, man.
With the pizza boy, with the delivery boy, and...
Yeah, Scott Dumley. Scott Dumley here.
Scott Dumley. I mean, there's nothing funnier than getting a host name incorrect a lot of times. But you and... I was just telling Levins then, the house party thing is perhaps...
Oh, yeah.
It's my favorite thing I've ever seen live on stage.
Run me through what house party is.
Okay, so...
This is a bit.
I was asked to do... I was running a bunch of sketch for the show, and then like Nina was gonna
I just drop a fun fact?
Sure.
Were you writing them in a famous setting of a hit comedic series?
No.
Oh really? No, Scott told me you wrote them at
Mark's. Oh yeah, we wrote out some ideas. Yeah, we had the idea that we actually came up with a bunch of the ideas at the restaurant with Seinfeld. The Seinfeld restaurant.
You can see it from the outside, or the one they're actually shooting?
Yeah, oh, the actual shooting is the soundstage.
The food there inside. Is shithouse.
Yeah. Oh, it's horrible.
We had a milkshake. We didn't really eat.
I had a big salad, and it was garbage.
Yeah. anyway, so yeah, we had some ideas there, and then we... Nina wrote a sketch with Nina Las Vegas.
So she was on board?
Triple J's own Nina Las Vegas.
Yeah, NLV.
That's the world's own. Nina, she's an international superstar.
Yeah, she's great. And then I had this idea... Well, me and Henry were kind of like, oh, what are we going to do? Like, and then it's like we came with the idea of house farty, which is where
which is
someone...
classic immediately.
Yeah. So where people would do their voices, and comedians on that night would call up and request farts. So like we had a soundboard of like farts.
At the time, Nina was doing a show called House Party.
Yeah.
And that was where people...
Well, she just finished, I think.
Just finished, right? Yeah, so it was
she moved on to better things, I think. House farty.
But, oh, man. And like, I was hysterical. Super nervous because I thought she'd... was gonna hate it, and then she took like a screenshot of like the soundboard and put it on her Twitter or whatever, and I was like, oh, she fucking hates it. Then,
loved it. No,
yeah, it was great. It was really fun.
It was a good night, but yeah, one of my favorite funny boys of the stage.
Yeah, thanks, man.
And yeah, we chat a bunch, but like we don't get to hang out that much.
No, I want to change that.
Well, guys, you heard it here first.
Yeah. That's the first Hey Fam promise.
Hey Fam, new episode. Segment.
Tell
you what, for eight
checking
episodes.
Checking in with promises or something.
Yeah, it's our eighth episode.
Breaking promises with Hey Fam. Maybe you can send in your broken promise.
To what's your email, Stu?
Mm. Where can we find you on the internet if people want to?
Let's do it. Let's change the mold. Let's do this part now.
StuartDolmer.com.
And look, like, we all know Stuart's like an ambidextrous name. I mean, which way we spell it?
StuartDauman.
Riveting stuff. Hook the listeners really straight away.
If you
see, spell the really name
good.
Out.
If
they're
a good
in.
Belly laugh, belly rumble, or however you, just a knee slap. Even I suggest going to Stu's YouTube channel, Stu's Days. Stu's latest video of him just
trying to get acting work. Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, oh, thanks, man. Thank you.
And for almost a year, you would upload a different video every Tuesday, which I thought was like...
I'm getting back to that. I just got to get some money. Yeah.
Hey, don't look at me. This advertising. Is that why you're here tonight?
Yeah.
I was wondering what that box you brought in labeled not a pyramid scheme. Man, but...
It's some new wine out there. Try it. It's the best wine. It's a pyramid... it's not a pyramid scheme, but it's shaped like a half a diamond. And I'm at the top, and then you drink it.
Yeah, okay, we'll sign us up. Actually, this could be the first Broken Promises segment already taken care of.
We're eight episodes in on Hey Fam.
We're eight episodes in.
It's eight. Great number.
Yeah.
Have you ever done anything that did eight, Stu?
I wore the number eight in soccer.
Did you?
Yeah.
How many games did you play? Eight?
I wish. No, a lot of games. I like soccer.
So seven.
Yeah, there we go.
Seven's like a career. Yeah, that's like you'd be, that's like FIFA level. That's like
would have gone pro if it wasn't for my knee, man.
Hey, that's what we all say. This one, I just touched his knee. It's the wrong one.
Thanks for letting them know. It was a really good visual gag.
We're saving that for the live show. Hey, maybe we should get Stu up for the live show. Yeah, we're going to do a live show in December, hopefully.
No, definitely. We're going to call it Hey Fam, It's Saturday.
Yeah. That's great.
And we're probably doing it on Wednesday, like when Hey, It's Saturday came back. But this is another great... Hey, this is great for tying in. If you love the podcast, leave a review. But don't leave a review, because what we have, we've asked you to leave your ideal entourage pictures. And what we're going to do for the live show is write up a script and actually perform live on stage the next Entourage episode. And
oh,
I think that's something...
That'd be awesome.
We got a really good one the other day.
Yeah. You want to pull that up? Because, what we've asked people to do instead of... You know how annoying it is when people are like, if you like the show,
leave a review.
Five stars, please.
Yeah.
It's not enticing.
But we want you to review or just let us know what happens in your dream Entourage episode.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's awesome. I want to write one of those.
Well, hey, there you go. There's nothing.
Oh, dude.
So, we've got a really good one this
week. We've got quite a few, actually, and we haven't read out yet.
So. Yeah, I think, dude, you know, the caliber of them is a lot higher than I thought. And I think what we should, I don't know, maybe we'll take, you know, a B plot from one, an A plot from the other, a special guest from the other.
And we won't pay anyone.
No one. Here's one we
Most
got.
Most importantly.
This is one I loved. Actually, I just read who it's from. It's from Tome. This is from the T-Das himself.
Tommy Dizzler.
And what a prick. He'll only review a podcast once he's been on it. Is that, I don't know, is that what this town's
That's
like?
That's his bio.
I'll only review a podcast once I've been on it.
Yep.
Here it is. This is a one of the high caliber ones. What if Entourage still on the air? Drama get iPhone 6. Vince does reverse cowgirl in the cloud. Billy Walsh directs Sonic the Hedgehog Netflix series. And that's a reference to last
episode. Yep.
We're getting like that. Man, when you start referencing your own podcast, you know you're a prick.
Another one we got was what's one is called All Part of the Fam, submitted by 16 Tacos.
Hey.
Good friend of ours, Johnny V. Johnny V Drama.
Whoa.
Johnny Dramanzuela. Drama gets a bunch of medical tests after an STD scare and discovers that E, Turtle, Ari, Lloyd, and Sloan are all his baby brothers in addition to Vince.
Oh my God.
He starts calling everyone baby bro, and the resulting confusion causes Vince to lose the movie. Lloyd gets into a gunfight with Ari over a pen. After saying his first line, E explodes. Turtle crawls up onto a beach and lays dozens of eggs.
Or sometimes you can jump on there and leave a review that just says, love your work, fam. Like, not exactly what we're asking, but what I think, that's someone who doesn't get to the end of podcast. That's and they're actually enjoying it.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah. They're like, yeah, jump on there, leave a review.
I subscribe to every episode of podcast, but I only listen to the first 5 minutes and then I listen to, because there's just so many podcasts in the world. I got to listen to a sampling of every one of them, right? Look, this is my character. This character's name is Bill.
Billy, no time. Bill, no time.
Do you do much improv?
Improv, I used to. I did a lot of. That's where kind of a starter. Started in like improv and sketch at uni.
Right.
Oh, really? Like just a club there.
I love a great uni review show. Did you do a classic uni review show?
I did a
show?
Couple, mate. Just a few.
Professor Big Bottom.
Yeah, if you want to be cool. Yeah, if you want to be. If you want to Billy call the first ever Deakin University Review of Melbourne a thing. You know what I mean? Or like directing the fourth one. You know, if you want to call it a thing, I guess. You know,
that's weird. That's not in your IMDb, man.
That's all grey area. But
I was leaving some falsified did you knows, and I didn't come across that one.
When comedy inevitably doesn't work for you and you go back to uni to learn something else, feel free to use Billy No Time as a character in your next uni review.
Man, I'm too old to do that. I'm in here for the long run. If I don't do this,
you heard it here first.
Going to Bunnings and go buying a big piece of rope, I think.
And a sausage on the way out. Yeah, like why a not? Buck. It's not a way.
Imagine if you bought a rope to hang yourself and then got a free sausage on the way out and you choked to death.
On the sausage, yes.
That's a good uni review skit.
That's good.
That's skit.
It's a good uni review skit.
Listen up, students.
Yeah.
You might be sitting in the back of class now with one headphone in. Yeah. Listening
Take
to the
a
lady.
Knee. Yeah.
We're giving you guys uni review skits. But no, you've been working for how long in comedy?
Oh, yeah. So sketch started like 2005, 2006. And damn. I've been doing like stand up for almost two and a half, three years, I think.
How you been liking it?
Great, I love it.
You do the comedy fest in Melbourne, I'm aware of. You did Sydney? No,
I did Sydney, yep.
You did Sydney. I just didn't go.
Small room, so it was great. Like, my brother told me, I went and had breakfast with my brother today, and he was like, oh, turned up, and he's like, sold out sign of the Enmore, and he's like, oh, wow, my brother's made it.
When is this?
And it's like during Comedy Festival, Sydney Comedy Festival, but it was like Joel Creasy sold out.
And you were
and I was like the small, retarded room out to the side. Like,
the one upstairs. That's
please come in, guys, if you can. Like,
yeah. That's why the Enmore actually named that room. That's why no one ever wants to go there.
Yeah, exactly.
The small room. No, that's awesome, though.
No, that's cool.
It's opposed to with your name saying sold out. One day I hope to have the same.
Yeah. Well, no.
Or an article that says Angus sold out. Either of the two. I'm taking those two words and I'm
how would you
it.
Sell out?
Oh, immediately. The only way. listen up, advertisers.
Yeah.
I haven't got a kid, but I've got a lot of people I want to put through college.
Yeah, yep. A lot of advertising
eventually.
Space.
Yeah. You've got a cat. You've got a cat you want to put through college.
I've got a cat who is just very special.
Yep. So Angus last night worked out that his cat is actually his Chad.
Is and Chad, yep.
Chad is the name of Colin Farrell's son in True Detective Season 2.
Yep.
Who does not like being Colin Farrell's son, but he fucking loves Friends.
Oh, man.
Loves the TV show Friends.
Watching, yeah, I've been watching the whole thing religiously. I missed it for a couple of weeks and I caught up because I went to Splendor or whatever and then caught up and I was like, oh, man, I love the series, right? I loved it. But... I have to admit, did you guys watch the last episode?
Oh, yeah. So this is it, guys. We're
going in.
We've started Hey Fam, episode one.
Based.
The night after.
Yeah. True Detective
season two, something. Episode one started.
And yep. Ballers episode one.
Let's change this format of it. Let's get to Ballers at the end. Or better yet, let's just not even do it. I'm kidding. I would never do that to you.
I've never seen Ballers. Just before you came, and that's. I was like, I shouldn't even watch it. I should go do some important things like my tax. I was like, no, we'll do it at the end.
What if, like, every week I was like, make sure you watch Ballers before the episode, and then scrap
joke.
It in the middle of
yeah,
the
episode?
I thought you were talking about, like, those little figures. You know, those Ballers figures that you get?
Oh,
the football ones are called.
Oh, the football.
No, but, like, also those little gangs. The guys as well that you can get as well. There's all
well,
kinds
we'll
of stuff.
I love that if we gave like an update on those Coles fake Lego NRL
football.
Figures.
Well, that's what we'll do because Balls is going to run out in a few weeks. I'm just going to go to Coles
anyway.
They're
on sale. You can get them. They're $5 for $5.
Yeah.
AKA $1.
We'll just do unboxing.
Let's keep this Ballers thing rolling. Let's keep it rolling.
Look, the good thing with Balls, the shape may change, but it still bounces.
All right, let's do it quickly. Let's do the Ballers update. Let's hear the classic Ballers update theme.
Take it away, Jen Fricker.
Lloyd, come in here and show me what's going on Ballers.
That was great. That was very funny.
Always really good to hear.
She's great at that. Look.
Was that Triple J's Jen Fricker?
Yeah, you heard it here first.
Can you believe it?
No, I started from the bottom. Now we're here. we only get the biggest cats in town. Here we go. One thing. The Rock was singing Shake It Off in his car by Taylor Swift.
Whoa,
that's the one takeaway I got from this because he just found out he wasn't brain damaged and that was a plot point.
And did at one point he say haters gonna hate and that was like the big part because someone was hating him at some
point
in the episode.
And then that's all I got out of this ep. But I think a nice tie into that, a new segment called Turtle Tweets. And this week I tweeted at Jerry Ferreira, our podcasting rival.
Wait, so the Ballers update's over.
Ballers update's over, gang. Take it away,
Jen Fricker is going to be pretty upset that she recorded a theme song.
Yeah,
for a segment that lasts 1 minute.
It is.
We didn't even explain what Ballers is.
Oh,
I mean, if
it's
this
a thing in Miami.
Episode.
That's what I picked up from the last podcast.
Yeah, it's a thing in Miami, starring The Rock. It's Entourage in Miami with footballs. There's nothing.
And he's
else.
Wearing his dad's t-shirt.
Yeah, wow.
Entourage in Miami with footballs. That's fantastic.
That's seriously
that's so
it.
Good. That should be what the HBO bio is.
I'm pretty sure that's. And I've made this joke before, but I'll make it again. I'm pretty sure that's what the pitch was. But Jerry Ferreira, famous playing old turtle, Sal.
Old turtle.
Yeah, that's what we call him now. I tweeted at him this week. Because he has rival podcasts. Any other podcast is rival podcast. It's not just podcast.
Yeah.
You know how it works, too.
Yeah.
Everyone's a rival comedian. Everyone's just a target for you to take down.
I don't
down.
Know about that.
Really?
Nah.
Well, maybe you should start looking at it that
more.
Way. Maybe that
I
way
love
you'll be...
all comedians.
Maybe one day you'll be on top of that. Who was the guy you were... Joel Creasy will be down the bottom and you'll be at the top if you had a different attitude.
Yeah, no, look, I hope, fingers crossed, Celebrity Get Me Out of Here. They have been calling.
We had Joel Creasy on last week and he says he fucking hates you.
Well, he's not returning my calls.
Where's he? Is he in a... Which celebrity show is he in right now?
I think he's just on all of them, I think.
He's the go-to guy.
We asked him what his favorite day was and he was like, any day except Stu's day.
He always says that.
You heard it here first, guys. The Creasy Dolman.
Then he said, actually, it's Crease Day. And we were like, get out of our podcast.
Is this the Meek and Drake beef we've needed in Australia? Are you guys going to be dropping jokes on each other?
Joel's very funny. He's a very funny man, very funny boy. All the comedians in Australia, the funniest people in the world. And I love them all.
Listen,
I love all the Australian comedians.
You should be a politician, Stu. That was real good.
Moving forward, I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the rooms that are run in the Comedy Festival. And also the
up-and-comers.
That becomes the lo and beholders, the old fam, the old game.
It's a big family, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're just joshing. But in the podcast world, boy, it's the other way around. We
everyone hates everyone.
Yeah,
half
we hate them all.
Yeah.
And I thought I'd hit Jerry Ferreira where it hurt. I paid him a fake compliment via Twitter.
Yep.
And I read, loving the cast, in inverted commas, meaning podcast, at Jerry Ferreira. Always having a great time listening to it. Just wish it was daily. Lol. From down under. Smiley face. And he favorited that. And I think, you know, I'll use that against him one day.
That's a bit like that was a pretty beautiful compliment that you just gave him.
It's the compliment I want to get for Hey Fam.
I would write back like,
I love the lol at the end though.
The lol, it's just, yeah, just cheapens just, it.
It's yeah, like yeah, yeah.
It's lol, like, lol, just kidding.
Yeah, exactly. Lol, JK. But yeah, you know, it's like you when you say something and you put lol on the end of it, it just takes away the feeling like abuse. Like, you're so beautiful, lol.
And that's Hollywood Gang. That's another segment of ours called That's Hollywood.
Isn't it That's Hollywood Baby?
Oh, That's Hollywood Baby, sorry, yeah. Baby. That's one lesson from Hollywood. You can people are impervious to lols there, I think. You know, he took that as a compliment.
There was an article that went up today that said apparently ha 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 is now used more than lol in online chats.
I believe it.
I don't want to believe it.
Are you still a lol man?
I'm a lol man from day one.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were the original. I remember you really pushed for lol when it happened. Yeah, I was like, what does it mean?
I was like, guys, stop ruffling and ruffle mayoing. It's all about
you
lol.
You didn't believe a ruffle or a lmao, did
actually,
you?
Actually, no, I'll tell you what. I hated LOL. But as soon as people started saying, actually saying with their mouths, lol.
I agree.
I was like, I'm fucking exactly on board. Right. I love exactly this.
Right. Just
because at no point have I ever laughed out loud.
No.
I've never laughed in my life.
What does ha-ha stand for, though?
Man, that's some Shakespearean shit. I mean, is it like, you know how in like Japan, the dogs make a different noise to the dog? You know how not they have a different noise, but the onomatopoeic sound for barking instead of woof, woof. It's like in America, they say like off, off. Like every country has their own version of bark, bark, pow, like something like that. I think that's where ha-ha came from. I think you'll find it's probably the country that was ruling the world at the time.
I'm pretty sure H-A-H-A, it stands for something.
Really?
Hats.
Oh, definitely.
Hanging.
You just got rascaled, you piece of shit.
Is that a new segment? You just got rascaled?
And then like play some air horns.
Yeah. Broom, broom. Broom, oh, we've already done that. to mask an editing mishap in episode 2.
The minion air horn.
Yeah, go back and listen to episode 2 for some real pro. Phil Spector wouldn't even stab a chick if he heard this. That's how good the production is. He'd put his knife down.
Speaking of stabbing chicks.
Let's come here with the reason why we're here today. It's,
True Detective Season 2. So when we started Hey Fam episode 1, it was the same night.
Some call it the sister podcast to True Detective.
Yeah.
No one.
Stu does.
Stu does.
I call it the sister and or brother.
Thank you.
I call it the sister act podcast to True Detective.
True Detective.
Back in the Habit. Great sequel.
Better. I would say better than the first
one. I'd say better. It's like Empire Strikes Back.
Oh, happy day. Everybody.
Who was the young R&B singing lady who...
Brandy.
Brandy was discovered via that, right?
I don't think she was discovered. I'm pretty sure she was in it.
I mean, Whoopi discovered that Brandy was starring with her when she got the eventual final cast. I was like, oh, Brandy's in this one. Great. That's
she discovered when she got the VHS copy. She's like, oh, it was Brandy. Fucking A.
Cool. Alphabetize it. True Detective.
True Detective
Love it,
season 2.
It's been a staple of the Hey Fam podcast.
We've been pro... True Detective Season 2 against all odds.
We've been against the current.
Yeah, man, me too. I've been sticking up for it as well.
The thing is, like, it hasn't been a matter of sticking up. I think it's like, we just enjoyed it. And it's weird. Yeah. A lot of people, this is what I want to say before we start.
I love the first episode, by the way.
First episode was great.
Yeah.
I loved the second lot. Like, episode 7, I was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we backed the right horse here. We're going to get such a great, fulfilling ending. I was like, man, fuck you, everybody. Yeah. I'm right. You're wrong.
Yep. This is it.
I'm going to get a Colin Farrell tattoo night before the last episode.
No, you're going to get a moustache tattooed on you.
Yeah, but and if you look closely, it's just lots of little Colin Farrells.
Colin Farrells. Yeah, yeah. It's made up. But what I want to say is, I get the culture we live in where, you know, websites and publications will write an episode by episode reviews. So people who, you know, they'll Google it the next day, they want to read it. What I don't get is people who didn't like the show but wasted 9.5 hours of their life watching every episode. There's one thing I don't get. Like, you don't have to watch this. It's a cop show.
It almost became this thing that if you hated the first episode and then you hated the second episode, you're like, well, I'm going to hate the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth
episode. Can't wait to hate it again this week.
Yeah, it's like, can't you do something else? Go paint in that hour. Like, do something. Create something. Like, you know, I didn't like True Blood. I watched the first season. I liked it. Second one, I was like, I'm finding this stinky personally. I'm going to tune out now. Tuned out and life goes on.
Yep.
That's a disclaimer I want to say. Again, second John Lennon reference for the night. When the Beatles broke up, he said, it's just a band. You can listen to the old albums. You don't have to listen to the new ones if we do. Like,
we're
just a band. Yeah, too soon. December 1980. Dead Beatles segment. new segment.
Too soon, detective.
Deadest Beatle. He's more deader than George. He was deader for 16 years longer, I think.
That math doesn't work, does it?
Yeah, he was dead for a longer time.
Much
George.
Longer than 6 years, though.
16.
Oh, 16.
16, yeah.
Cool, I'm glad we clarified that. Get it out of the way. Back we got the True Detective.
TD.
So the last episode aired on Sunday night this week, and
8th episode, Amiga Station.
I was like, fuck, it's a 90-minute episode. They're going to go for broke. And the first scene happened, and I was like, that's the fucking worst thing that they've... It was like that awful confession time in bed.
God. Wait, what are your so guys' badly... talks like? I usually speak about the people that abused me or the
and
one,
it was
the second one right after. Oh, no. I don't know. I don't like bagging things, but...
No, man. Like, you got... Like, I really felt like...
Wait, let's get this out there now before you don't have to do any guesswork.
Okay, cool.
Levens, pro or con?
Fucking hated that second episode, like that last episode, and made me feel like I backed the wrong horse.
For the whole series? Like, are you second guessing the series?
No, because I really enjoyed those episodes, but I feel like a real duffer.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Pro con episode.
No. I was very, very pro-series and very much on the same page.
So you guys...
If season two of Stew Detective was a...
Stew Detective?
Stew Detective.
Is that what we're calling it now?
You can use that as well on your uni review.
Someone sent a comedy festival show coming... No.
Stew Detective, season three.
You kind of look like Colin Farrell as well.
Oh, thanks.
You're sexy.
Sure, yeah. And I've got a lot of secrets. Anyway, yes.
But if season two of Stew Detective was a tweet to Jerry, who played Turtle... The last episode was the lull at the end takes it all the good things back.
That's really self-referencing. If you haven't been listening to the start of this podcast, go back. You didn't get that one.
It's about 4 minutes.
It's such a shame because, you know, everything, especially like leading up to... Like, exactly right.
Like I was pro. I was into the app. It's wow. You know, the tagline for this season was, you get the world that we deserve. It was the... It just showed. I don't know. You get the.
I love how philosophical you are podcast. It's so good. I love.
Can
it's
you tell
really
I dropped
great.
Out of film school?
Did you listen to the drunk episode? He was very philosophical. No,
that was my Russ Cole episode.
But you explaining like everything about the writing behind this show was spot on. You know what I mean? Well, like, and how the journey of the detective and all this kind of stuff.
I can't help it.
And the gumshoe and all this kind of stuff. No, I understand that because I've done very similar kind of courses at uni and stuff like that as well. But like,
you wrote the Jamoan movie.
Yeah, mate, the crack's a classic. Right? I don't care what anyone says. That thing about being Australian or New Zealand, it's goddamn... It's
timeless.
I don't know. Like, the you're exactly right. But, I mean, look, it could have been so much better. Like, this, if it wasn't for the first...
That first scene, I was taken out straight away.
In the train station?
Oh, he's like, God.
And he goes, throw their rings away? I was like, oh, yeah. And then they
brought back that Dark Knight Returns bit where Alfred says to like Bruce Wayne, like, I hope that one day I go to this place in London and I have a lovely drink and then you're there.
First things first, I got to say, HBO really maybe got to say, I mean, this is what you do. They gave it's a classic thing. You know, the band does a shitty little band, independent band, does a really good first album.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's shitty at all, but then... Second album, like, do whatever you want. You guys are great. And then maybe it's like, let's maybe refine it a bit for the next album. I think there's going to have to be a lot more people kind of going, let's have a read through these scripts before. Or the president of HBO has already said this week at a conference, they had some network conference in the States. He's like, yep, season three is happening. It's just a matter of time of when it's written. Yeah. I mean, I think there's going to be some adjustments. I do believe that. Ballers has been greenlit for 30 more years. But I really got the... I'm really down with the series. I don't know.
I was really down. I was like... Yeah. I loved all the bits that pissed me off were overruled by things that I loved about the series.
I think Colin Farrell was seriously so underrated, and I hope he goes
down
as...
Yeah, but then he got shot in the dumbest way. He just got...
That's what his dad said. You remember that from the third episode when he's in the dream? I'm not saying this justifies it, but when he's sitting there in the
bar... He's like, before you die, you're going to look at a tree for no reason and then die.
He's like, there's a big tree, and then you run out.
And the upload's going to fail as well.
I told you, go with T-Mobile. AT&T don't have coverage in the woods where you go all the time.
No, post on the friend subreddit. He's gonna say it quicker before before checking his email. That's what he should have said.
When I watched it, I was just like, I watched it, and it was late at night. I got home, I don't know, around 10:30, 11 o'clock. Watched it till 12:30.
Guys, comedy life. You do stay out late.
You stay out late, getting gags. Yeah. You know, that's the life. Anyway, so got home, watched it, and I just, by the end of it, I just went, my hands in the air going,
why? Why? And like, and also, I mean, there were definitely like the one criticism that I couldn't ignore when trying to stick up for this season was its treatment of women, and the ending of that was just like.
Do you think that was a direct response to everyone going, But it was no women so in the last season, pathetic. And everybody lived. Like, do you find that's why he basically killed everybody except for the women?
But what are those guys at the end of the show? What are they, at the end of the episode? What are they doing? Where are they going?
They're going on a journey, man.
Yeah, but to where? What are they doing? They're going to go get revenge? Is that season three?
You know,
like, you know what I mean? It's like,
I was thinking about it.
Nails is the best.
Nails is the best. MVP. Nails is the guy. Nails. He's like carrying the diapers behind them. You know, what I kind of liked, and I like the fact it wasn't a problem, was the case became so auxiliary to the whole story. Like, it wasn't about the case. Like, the villain was Vinci. It's such a horrible... It's like, it's the rotten apple. You put other fruit around it, it's going to rot. And to me, I think Pizzo, the whole season, I don't think he did it as well as he could have. It was about fathers and cycles. I mean, you have the mayor, who's been the mayor for the whole time. He had Velcora, whose dad was a scumbag. He was a scumbag, but maybe this next son's not going to be one. And
what happened to the mayor's daughter, Andrea, from Breaking Bad?
No, but there was a drop. There was a hint, though. There was a hint in that, because they said, what's the mayor's name?
Chisani.
Chisani. And he goes, I've been working for Chisani for years. He goes, no, I don't work for that one. Remember?
Yeah, exactly.
That's young not guys. The youngest guy. That's why he killed his dad.
But at the end,
hashtag
you saw him
not
become,
my Chisani.
It's not my Chisani. But you saw him, you know, he was being... he was being sworn as the new mayor.
Yeah.
Just show that, like, things will go on. The cycle continues. But I think the thing that killed, you know, Ray was he stopped the cycle. I don't know. He went to see his son when his dad probably would have done that. And I think it was... I don't know. This is a very non-poetic way of saying it, but I think it's about dads and breaking cycles and patriarchs, which... I don't know. I'm not saying it's a good thing or a bad thing. But that was just something I took
and
away.
The paternity
and maybe
test as well.
Maybe in the crazy future, Chad will bring him down. You know, you saw he respected the police work and carried a badge around.
I really loved that, though.
That choked me up.
There were a few heavy-handed moments that I was like, "Nah, I like that."
That really choked me up.
I liked the salute. I thought was really amazing too. And I also loved
it was his weakness. You see, they all acted on their weaknesses. Frank's weakness was he wouldn't give up the suit because he had the diamonds, obviously, you know. But he was like everyone kind of. Everyone that died was because the real self was killing. Paul died because he didn't, you know, he was too proud about his true sexuality. And he was like, I have to go in there and stop those photos. Like, they're just going to leak photos.
All that theory behind it is great. But the execution of it, I thought was like, especially in that last episode, was so... Because it ended, episode 7 ended in such a like, oh shit, Paul died. And like...
Yeah. I think it could have been 60 minutes. Well, I would have... I don't think...
By the way, spoiler alert.
Made it out alive.
Well, she did.
No, the truest detective.
Yeah,
I wanted Velcro out.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like,
fanboy.
I think every character in this show is really strong. I think everyone did a great job.
I love Vince Vaughn. I thought everyone's biggest criticism of the show, like more great. So than anything else, was that how bad he. But it was like no, but the character he's playing is the guy who's screwing up these lines, not Vince.
And by the end of the last two episodes, that was real. Frank, and then he was finally being him, like as the gangster.
All of my like barracking for that was undone by that horrible conversation at the train station about the white dress.
See, for
60
minutes, I could that those scenes wouldn't have been it didn't accelerate the plot.
Like, no, if yeah, if you're right, if it was an hour long, maybe
it was.
I think
if it was an hour long, you would have started with the.
And
the
I guess
train sting,
you know
you
they tried
with...
to make his wife, whose name I don't
Jordan.
Know.
I don't know the actor's name.
But like you know that's just another criticism of the show, the fact that I don't even know the name of one of the main characters, but yeah, I don't know. I feel like, you know, that scene was there to kind of show that she's as strong as he is. But I don't know. I just felt... I did like Frank dying and seeing people...
The desert scene was great.
I liked that was a nice callback from it for episode 3 where Ray's dying or, you know, he thinks he's dying and he has the conversation with his dad at the bar.
Yeah. I kind of was watching. I was trying to write some stuff. It's kind of interesting that, like, Ray became, I found, one of the dirty cops towards the end of it. Like, they were almost going to go to press and be like, let's get the chief who's confessing everything next to me in the train station. Let's take that to the press. Then, you know, it was like everything went bad. Like,
the whole jig was up. Like, as soon as that guy stepped on the voice recorder,
that's it was
like,
gone. Oh. But everything went from that point on.
No!
Yeah, no!
From that point on, everything went bad. And then he just became like, he lost all, he was as bad as them. What he did, stealing that 12 million or whatever it was with the guns and everything.
But that was sick.
That was awesome.
I wish that the episode was just 45 minutes of that heist.
It was cool.
Like, I love that would heists.
Yeah, same. Like, I thought it was just going to be an ultimate heist. I saw all the guns he's getting, all the plans he's making. Literally, I thought they were going to go to that mansion where they found that dead dude who was the guy, and they're just going to take them all out.
But the thing was, like the
boss level on a video game.
What makes him better than stealing the diamonds from the kids? Like, that's what I liked. That's why I don't think he lived. Him and Frank, they reverted back. Like, they continued the corruption of Vinci. Mm. Vinci is a cycle, and it's just, you know, it's going to be different generations taking over roles, being pricks. And from that, that's when I knew when him and Frank did that, I'm like, well, they're dead. They could have gone and said, hey, shit, these guys stole stuff from the kids years ago and blah, blah, blah. But no, they were like, no, let's go and break. And they weren't the true detectives. They fucked up.
One of the better criticisms I saw when I was reading all the hate last night was someone described it as watching somebody else play GTA.
Amazing.
And it really felt like that. I got a few points.
I think, season two... It's that tough second thing. It was never going to be season. I mean, if it was called a different show, would anyone have ever watched it? I don't know.
I would have. I mean, I like procedural cop shows and I love heist shows. And like, I get that it was trying to subvert it and I get that it was trying to be pulpy. But then, I don't know. I wanted a nicer ending than that. I wanted a cleaner.
That's not noir though. You know what I mean? I know you, and I'm not saying it's anywhere in the same league as Chinatown, but the end of Chinatown.
Everything you're saying is justifying, and I totally agree with you, right? But it wasn't well written. It's not nice.
It wasn't nice. The ending wasn't nice. That's what happens in a lot of noir, though. You know,
it's like, I know you're justifying this thing. I know.
Maybe that was good.
I wanted one of the guys to come through. You know what I mean? I wanted
to be happy that I was. Yeah.
When both got away, and they were, I was like, really? Like, I don't know. Maybe that's a bad part of me. I don't know. But I really didn't expect anybody to live,
because I think the whole series almost like it almost depended on the fact that you were either with Vince or with Farrell or whatever.
Ray,
and like, you know, they're
Raymond Velcoro.
Like, you know,
Raymond legends.
But then they just kill off the both dudes that you've been wanting to do well throughout the whole season. If you're actually sticking up for the season, I think it's kind of rough as heck.
It's rough as hell, and I think it's something that, you know, a regular cop show obviously never. Because it was a cop show. I mean, at the end of the day, it's a show about cops. But I mean, it's a regular cop show, I think, would never do that because, you know...
You want continuity. You want to be able to bring him back.
This is a bit of an anthology series. Yeah. Like his, and one of the tropes of noir, I mean, I just... Even though it was not on par, not saying it's not on par at all, but completely different.
Yeah.
End of Chinatown, similar thing. You know, water's getting... It's all about who controls the water in California. Very similar. A lot of red herring. I mean, if anyone hasn't watched them, I'd recommend watching Chinatown and Inherent Vice. They're both... quintessential. That's the latest.
Still
Paul Thomas Anderson.
Yeah, I know. I saw
great movie.
But both.
Have you played in it, L.A. Noir?
Oh, it's and play L.A. Noir. Yep. Those three are like quintessential.
No, L.A. Noir sucks so much.
No, but I mean to get
fuck
the,
that game.
Really?
What do you mean you haven't seen the girl today?
You can't like
interrogating.
That is another long critique for another day. But I fucking hate that game. That was when I was so excited for it, and you get like it builds the world. Yes. And then it's so the main part of the gameplay is so flawed, and you just want to punch your television.
But again, you know, it's an exploration of noir.
It's exactly it's the play on that theme.
I mean, it was a very nihilistic to throw in a, you know, you probably heard this at uni kids, throw in a real nihilistic term. You know, it was like no one won. It was a real crap. I felt really not cheated, but by the end of it, I was actually bummed out. I was like, I spent 9 hours with these people and.
Yeah.
Right. No one got out. Great. Okay. Yeah. Wow. And then I get
that, but there was no kind of like they didn't really get like they didn't get out because they stole the money, but there wasn't really any satisfaction in seeing them not get out. They just died and.
Yeah. Again, a trope of noir.
I know.
A lot of the time, like you kind of leave. It's about the conversation.
No, but then there's
about
that glimmer at the end where it's like, or did they, you know, did they die for nothing? They always put like it's never like that bleak.
It was bleak because I mean,
where does the baby come from at the end?
That was Velcoro.
Velcoro and what's her name? Rachel McAdams.
Which they kind of hinted at when he boned her. When did the start?
Because she's like I owe his sons that. And so she's. That's why it's so. So wow, you should be way more pissed off because that's the thing. They were like, oh, she is a good woman after all. Look, she's pregnant. And my good friend Lee Tran Lam, perhaps the person who hated this.
Shout out to Lee Tran Lam.
She like I don't know how she managed
but
to
also,
watch every episode because she hated
with your
every
time
second.
Watch a show you don't like.
But like, she was like, you know how there was that hilarious like you know metaphor of. Vince Vaughn was never able to have
kids.
The
avocado trees.
And the avocado trees. She was like, I feel like for it to be really, like, really bring that back, they should all be eating guacamole at the
That's
end.
That's amazing. That'd be really good. No, at his wake. Just someone dips a big chip into guacamole and goes, good seeds.
That's a good harvest. Another fucked observation I had. Oh, these are not really that fucked. Pretty good ones, though. Yeah. Rachel McAdams, when she does her, like, makeover to, like, you know, dyes her hair, she looks like the plastic surgeon who killed himself.
Amazing.
In the earlier in the episode, you know, the color.
Yeah.
With a dark hair and pale face.
Amazing.
And
I wish I could be Jesse's girl.
I think the whole series is just literally, like, because there's so many kind of plot holes every now and then. I think it's just explained by the song, the opening song. Never mind.
Don't worry about it.
Just chill.
Life goes on.
I mean, what about the baby then?
Don't worry about it. It's just a TV show.
I mean, despite the fact they're all miserable, I really liked seeing those characters fuck up and struggle. I mean, they're all the worst versions of themselves. And I mean, we can't say we didn't know that. It's the whole promo thing about it. But was it entertaining? I found it entertaining. Maybe a lot of people don't want to watch a show about miserable people. I mean, I don't watch crazy amounts of TV. My time is pretty limited, so I'll watch maybe one series at a time. And
I picked this one. I don't really kind of, you know, I watched Sopranos. It took me 4 months to get through all the
Sopranos. I'm watching
Sopranos
at the moment.
Still
never
haven't done
before.
It.
Oh, dude.
I'm into it.
I haven't done Breaking Bad. See
yeah, it's fine. I pick one and I stick with it. There's a lot of people a lot of people can balance a lot of shows.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
Then you get kids in the mix, guys, and it's a mess.
Whoa. New segment.
Fingers crossed, eh?
New segment. Guacamole kids.
One part that I just wish, if I could have, like, just, I would, if I was able to get one bit in there, one, like, rewrite one bit.
Whole series or just this episode?
No. Whatever. I'll let the series just be terrible at the end. But I would fix one bit. When Vince Vaughn is like, you know, this venue is yours now. To the lady, I would love to say, great, the first thing I'm going to do is fire that fucking lady who sings her miserable songs every night here.
And then you see a poster go up.
And during the day. And during the day as well. She was there during the day. Jesus Christ.
And she played same song three times in that last
episode.
Do
you think that was Frank? Do you think he was a fan of her morose music?
She gets to play every day.
She gets to play. Maybe it's Frank's. I mean,
a couple of things are going to change around here. First of all, I own this place. You work for me now. And this girl, she plays 20 hours a day.
And
we don't know until six. Hey, you don't get it.
Every single one of her songs. Every single one of her songs has to say there's no future, there's no past. That makes sense, but doesn't make any sense, but she's got to say it.
Yeah.
T-Bone Burnett. I think I said before,
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The music guy who wrote the show, picked on the music supervisor.
T-Bone.
He like plucked her out of obscurity apparently for it. I'm not sure why, I don't know what the story is there. Maybe someone can true detect that for us, but maybe someone will quote someone in bed.
To bring back an earlier reference, I don't think we're going to see The Rock singing along to one of her songs anytime soon.
Yeah. Wamp, wamp, wamp.
Should we leave it at that? True Detective Season 2.
What I like to say is, let's talk about True Detective Season 3.
Okay.
What do you want? What's happening? Yeah. Okay. It'll happen. I mean,
I would like a satisfying conclusion. Because I wasn't satisfied by Season 1, end of it.
Get Guy Ritchie in.
Get Guy Ritchie in.
He hasn't done stuff like 10.
Yeah, he knows.
No, he has a massive... Man, he's got a summer blockbuster on its way.
Oh, really?
Man from Uncle.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, of course. But
fucking give Guy a break. New segment. Give Guy a break.
Let's get him involved with some HBO. Okay, he's had some tough times recently. He went out with Madonna, for God's sake.
Yeah, swept away. I mean, that one's still in my mind. Yeah,
man, these are vintage Guy Ritchie references, man.
Get him in. I want to see Lock, Stock, Two Smoker Barrels, and I want to see...
Lock, Smoke, Two Detectives.
Who says detecting has to be restricted to America?
That's exactly
what,
that's
what you know. What
about
I like
Australian? What about let's get Animal Kingdom? Let's get some Animal Kingdom.
Let's have every character overdose on heroin, like our best movies do.
What I'd like to see, technically and plot, you know, I think this, you know, there's a lot going on here. I think it was a kid given a lot of money and told to do the best album he could do or something, and rein back the character amount of detectives.
I was fine with that. I loved all the messy. I loved like not really knowing, you know, not being totally sure on what was happening. I love that.
I'm on board. But I mean, just to make it different. I mean, I'd love to see one. I know they probably won't. It probably won't happen. But I'd love to see one PI, like a private dick, like in a set now, set in the past. But I'd love to see one person and side characters,
and played by Tony Shalhoub.
Who's Tony Shalhoub?
Monk.
And he's got OCD, right? I'd like to see...
How good would that be if True Detective Season 3 was just Monk Season 11?
You're like, wait, I've seen this before. It'd be different. You know, we got
just
the two...
contrast has been turned up.
No, I haven't. No one watched Monk.
So we got the Buddy Cops Season 1. We had the, you know... LA's a hellish place. Season 2.
They're gonna do Boston or like New York.
Yeah, I mean,
what about Alaska.
Ice I think that's too Fargo-y with the
ice
snow.
Cups. That's true. Ice cops.
Ice cops.
Ice cops.
Ice snow cups.
Miami ice. Ice
cups. Ice cups. Just skidoo. There's riding skidoos around.
Yeah.
What's that, Wolfie? And the dog's like,
yeah.
What about set in Hawaii with an all white cast?
Yes.
Works for me.
Works for me. Wait. Do you mean a all white babe cast? Is that what you meant?
Everyone is played by Emma Stone.
I still think, for all of its tropes, and you know, I can understand the ridicule and stuff, it was a cop show, and
yeah,
it was 8 hours of a cop show, and it's over. Like, yep. There's more things to worry about, I enjoyed it.
The best 8.5 hour episode of Law and Order I've ever seen.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Best facial hair.
The GTA calls spot on.
And I do think that like there was some, and I can definitely see where complaints came from, but it's a TV show.
But season 3, yeah. So season 3, maybe. What about South Africa?
South Africa.
I'm from South Africa originally. Love to be a South African cop drama.
You should get in touch with Pizzolatto.
I will send an email tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, the guy's gagging for new.
You know,
ideas.
That's actually his email is chadvelcoro@gmail.com.
Oh, we've got to speak about Chad Velcoro. I mean, kudos for once for someone using a realistic email service. You know how it's normally like fast mail. You know, in all the movies, they always use like search in the Google font. And you're like, come on, you. Shout outs to a real email provider. Shout outs to whoever has that email address and is just copping straight up pictures of JPEGs and your dad's shit emails for the next 24 hours.
Just friend synopses.
Just IMDb, did you know, is from friends.
Like emails from David Schwimmer going like, thanks for the support, man.
Hey, man, I got $600 more this month than usual because you mentioned our show. Thanks. Yeah. That kid, what's he going to do now?
Like, Chad.
What's he going to do? I mean, I don't mean the fictional character. I mean that actor.
Let
I mean,
kid.
Where do you go from Chad?
Spy Kids reboot.
Really?
Spy Kids, yeah.
He'd be great.
I was thinking Spy or Agent Cody Banks reboot.
What about Friends, The Next Generation?
Whoa! Oh,
what? Who would he be? Phoebe.
Phoebe's redheaded kid.
I like that. I like the idea of all the friends having kids and hanging out. It's very Degrassi Next Gen when the cast members became teachers. And you guys Degrassi boys?
No, I never watched Degrassi.
I watched it back in the day. I didn't watch the Next Generation.
Didn't watch Next Gen? Not the Drake years?
No.
Ooh, they were good.
Have you gone back and watched them, or do you watch them while they're airing?
I watched them while they were airing, but I still remember what happened. Drake and his boys started a punk band.
Wow.
And made really good music, and then he got shot at school and wound up in a wheelchair. Yeah.
Drake got shot.
It was a two-part school shooting episode.
You didn't know this? You didn't know Jimmy the wheelchair boy?
No, I references Jimmy in his
when
wheelchair.
When was it made? When was it made?
It was like early 2000s.
Okay, no, I was, too busy playing video games. Playing FIFA, probably.
Playing Degrassi click-through.
NBA. Have you been playing any video games lately?
So we played Wolfenstein today.
Who are you playing with?
Henry Stone.
A fucking dog who told us that he doesn't play many video games.
Yeah,
he just got a PS4 and it is banging. I really want to get a PS4.
Are you a big wolf head?
I used to play it. Like, it was pretty cool. There's this thing that we went into today and...
what version is this? It's just called Wolfenstein. Yeah, is this the new one?
The new one, yeah. On PS4 you get
Wolfenstein, the next generation.
Is that what it's called?
Drake gets shot.
Hitler's in a wheelchair. It's weird.
It doesn't even make sense. Like, Drake's just doing a song. He's like, what the fuck is this happening here? And he's like, bang, just gets shot.
Wolfenstein High.
Yeah. And he's got you have to...
Wolfenstein Babies. It's like the Muppet Babies. Everyone's young and they're in daycare.
Yeah, to get to him, you have to go through a secret wall. And it's like secret area unlocked. Anyway, we found this secret area where you can open up and it goes back to the old game.
Oh, wow. The graphics switch, everything.
Yeah, but your guns still stay the same. So you but you shoot the dudes. It's pretty cool.
I actually have not played a Wolfenstein except the first one on
PC. Neither did I until today. So
it came out quite recently, right? I remember the ads for it were amazing. It was showing
all the bundles that you get with the PS3, right?
Yeah, right.
PS4, sorry.
The ads were great. If you YouTube them, they're love really good. Bundle. It was kind of showing famous... Basically, the whole idea of the game, it's what if the Nazis did win? Because all the games have been set, I think a lot of them, predominantly during 38, 45, Nazi rule. This is in the 50s or 60s, and it's showing famous rock and roll songs, but all in German. And it's this is what would have happened if Nazis won. And it's kind of I saw that and I was like, that's really cool.
Yeah.
The trailers were sweet, but I haven't picked it up. I forgot it came out.
Yeah.
So
it's pretty cool. And then, I want to get a PS4. I just want to save up for a PS4 to get a...
Hear that, comedy promoters? Stuart Dorman doesn't have a PS4.
Please answer my emails, guys. No, so I'm just trying to get the new FIFA, because I've just been playing FIFA since...
You're a big FIFA head, I remember you telling me that. Big FIFA
player, yeah. I've been playing since, like Mega Drive days.
So, wow, that's like four gens of FIFAs.
Yeah. Four or five gens.
Let's get this guy to fifth gen.
I associate watching people play FIFA with punching myself in the face.
You don't have to watch. I play by myself.
Wait, if True Detective Season 2 is does that mean Bend It Like Beckham is watching other people play FIFA games?
I appreciate the huge production value of the Morton FIFA games. They're the commentary sounds like you're watching a game. And
it's
how kids discover music those games, literally. Yeah. Bands who get big bands get on there now, and you meet kids who are younger, and they're like, "Oh, I know that song because it's
Real Big Fish."
But no, there's legit big band, modern bands who put new songs just on these games, and it's kind of how people discover music now as well. It's huge.
FIFA's
a really big deal, and NBA 2K and all that.
Yeah, 2K and FIFA. See, I'm a 2K guy. I play the shit out of NBA 2K, and I get it. I mean, I love the sport, and it's probably the same reason for you. You love soccer, love football, and that's I got a good friend who's obsessed. He has all the he has the streaming shit, so he watches it all the time. And I don't love it as much, but I can appreciate why. And he's like, "Oh, the game's just amazing." He's just
it's fun. It's super fun. I don't know, you just thing to do with mates. During Comedy Festival, we had a little tournament.
Me
and Nick Cody in the final, and I beat him 1-0.
Yeah. Is that an exclusive? Can we call that a Hey Fam exclusive?
That would have been pretty boring. One goal. Not to shit on your big glorious moment.
No, it's cool. I felt really good about it, but that's fine.
No, it's been
I don't know, FIFA, and then I really like Call of Duty and stuff, and I really like GTA.
Yeah, what are they gonna do for 6? I mean, what are you guys thinking? I mean, they went
it's gotta be 5 years away before they do GTA.
It'll be this
6,
gen,
right?
Definitely. I'll give it 2
years. I really
like
Red Dead. Red Dead was
Red Dead's amazing.
Red Dead was great.
I actually read somewhere today, spoiler alert for those who haven't finished Red Dead, they're like, Ravel Cora's death reminded a lot of people online today of main character's death in Red Dead.
Oh, fucking A. Yeah.
And
cool.
That is a lot of people like, holy shit. Yeah.
Yeah, but then you got incredible closure after that in Red Dead Redemption. Something that was sorely lacking in True Detective Season 2.
No closure. No closure.
There'll be no closure here.
I seriously want to live in a world where Chad gets
revenge. God, where True Detective, if it just became Red Dead, and then suddenly you play as Chad.
Cowboy True Detective, Chad? What's that show? The
True Chad Detective, I want.
No, the one with the cowboys. What's it called?
Deadwood.
HBO. Deadwood. Yeah.
Chadwood.
Chadwood. HBO should pretty much put Chad in every single... They should be putting Chad in every single show.
Yeah.
Just that... Man, that
we'll just get him in GTA, I reckon.
As the lead?
Yeah.
Be little.
How good would that be if after Ravel Coro dies,
yeah,
and then suddenly you get 10 minutes of
Chad.
Chad doing a few missions, rustling up a few horses, and
so
then...
He's got a square badge with him.
Then he
carries it around. Why do you carry that? What's that thing in your pocket? No, don't. Yeah,
then
don't.
He tracks down that cop who's fishing.
Yes,
somewhere.
Always fishing.
And then
just pulls the gun.
Pulls, yeah.
You know what I'd love?
Or piano
I'd love,
wise him just.
You know the Harry Potter.
And then at the end it goes like big red letters: True Detective Season 2,
Chad Squad. But you know what? You know the end of Harry Potter, the last movie, it does that, and it was corny, but I still liked it because you got closure to an extent of everyone's old and at the train station.
Oh yeah,
the kids
fuck
up.
That! I hate it. That was too much closure.
It was corny. But I would have loved if this season did that, and it's Chad, new cop on the beat, and he fucks up the mayor, like the mayor's son.
Well, that's like with The Office.
Kill Bill
I've
style.
Recently started watching The Office again. Like I just
US?
Watched the first.
No, lots of good vengeance British. Kills in The Office.
Yeah, no, but like you know when you get closure from something, and I watched the first two episodes of the British Office, two seasons, and I didn't watch the Christmas special.
So you've never seen it before?
No, I didn't watch until about 2 or 3 years after I finished watching the British.
Great closure.
And then I was like, what?
So you were living a life where like everything
I missed
was...
out on this.
Yeah, I thought, yeah, because that's fantastic.
Yeah.
The Christmas, that might
it's
even
amazing.
Be one of my favorite, probably my favorite episode.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
The highlight still when Brent tells Finchie to get fucked.
Yeah.
You're just like, oh my God, you actually grew as a character with two words and you told the guy whose dick you were sucking for the last two seasons and thought was the best
to
go fuck himself.
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah. So good.
They don't get much better than that.
No.
What
so
do you
video
guys
games, video games.
Oh yeah, video games.
So yeah, GTA. I love GTA. I used to come home after work and just play, GTA for heaps of kids.
I've got big soft spots for GTA.
So. Favorite GTA game of all time?
GTA 4.
Right.
I think 5.
Vice City?
Vice City.
Or San Andreas. I put it in
PS2?
PS2,
yeah. PS2. Vice City was, it looked amazing.
Because that was like the first time I was like, those came out when I was like just turned 18. I could do whatever the fuck I wanted. I could stay up as long as I wanted. And I'd just stay up. And that was like the first game that I binge played and just, you know, wouldn't sleep.
I ordered it
for
from the
day.
UK for a large amount of money because it was the version you could bang hookers in because they removed that from the Australian edition. And I remember that was the claim to fame told myself.
You stayed up all night banging them hooks.
It's my right as a video game player to, I read the rating. My parents were cool with it. I just graduated.
You're like, hey, Dad, get in here. Check this out.
Dad, hit X.
That's such like a noughties thing to do. Like a 2000
to order a version of something
off eBay and then get it from like overseas.
Yeah, I
ordered. Play it on the Xbox. Like, ooh.
I ordered the Nude Raider patch.
Yeah. Paid my brother $20 to paint a picture of Lara Croft naked.
Oh man!
No, I have GTA 5. I had a huge soft spot for. I guess I love big sprawling LA landscapes.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to play it much, but it's been,
5 was great. Yeah. I said it once another app, but basically I was I got a blood clot and I was like given 2 weeks off work, and it coincided with the day the release, and it was in my leg, so I had to have my leg up on this here table and was just like jamming and playing, and it was unbelievable.
Jacking it and playing.
I tell you what, didn't even have to get this one from England for all the good stuff. If you know what I mean.
Yeah, I've been, I didn't finish that. I didn't finish GTA 5 and now I feel like I've been going back and I buy more games than I play. It's a horrible affliction.
That's good because you always be like, I could either play this or I could pass it on to my son, my Chad Velcora.
Yeah, that's the worst excuse ever.
It is. It's great though.
It's not like Dad's going to be like, oh, thanks so much, Dad, for buying
God
of War 3. Appreciate you having that. But that's actually the game that I've been playing the last week, God of War 3. Have you played any of the God of War games?
Yeah, I played the God of War 2, I think, on PS2.
So, it's supposed to be fun as shit, right?
It is.
I've never played
it. It's pretty fun.
It's really fun.
That's what I said. Fun as hell. Like,
yeah. It's like it's
like
you
said full of shit. No. Plato didn't do that.
No.
It's not
gods aren't real.
But they're amazing. Like you take on massive bosses, right? Like it's like that Shadow of Colossus style where you're these minuscule.
That is a great game as well.
Shadow of Colossus is insane. Have you ever played it?
Yeah, of course. Perfect game. Incredible.
God of War, what were you saying?
God, I don't know. It's just fun playing. I haven't played because I've pretty much only been playing Nintendo games for the past year. I've been playing on PS3, and it's kind of fun playing a really big action blockbuster game.
Who makes
again.
It? Is it Sony SCA?
One of Sony's one of the companies they own that makes many of the game designers that they own.
I
don't know. It's fun. I haven't played a game like that since obviously GTA 5, but before that, Uncharted.
Yeah, I was gonna say I'm so fucking pumped for Uncharted.
So that's why I'll buy a PS4.
These games that are coming out on E3 look so sick.
Yeah, this E3 was so good. Yeah. It was just so.
Unless you were a Nintendo fan.
Unless you're a Nintendo fan, but luckily
but Nintendo always have a bad year every now and then.
Yeah, they have one. They have like bad 5 years or bad decades.
But they're gonna release the best game of the year in like 2 weeks, so I'm excited.
Which one?
The Mario Maker.
Oh, yeah, Mario Maker's gonna be.
You get to make your own Mario levels.
Really?
Yeah. We're gonna have our own Hey Fam account.
We should make some Hey Fam levels.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's not enough time in the day for all this shit.
Yeah, that's why we're gonna clone ourselves. And I just had a thought then. GTA 5, not only was the setting similar to True Detective Season 2, as I call it, TDS.
Is this a hot take?
It's a hot take. There's a new segment called Hot Takes. There's one called Take 5.
Take 5.
guys, Take 5.
Hot Take 5.
Guys, leave the room. I'm going to just speak to... No. But multiple characters as well. Like, you have three multiple leads. And that was pretty big for... that. I don't think...
You know what that does, Angus?
Is this another segment that we like to call Makes You Think?
Makes You Think, yeah.
We need a sting for Makes You Think. Stu, do you want to help us with that?
Sure. It really makes you think, doesn't it?
Brilliant. All right, we're going to be using that one.
I liked your drunk makes you think.
But that was more maybe makes you think.
Maybe we can play both of them at the same time.
Yeah, we'll lay one over the top of one of them. Maybe we can have a call and response, like a classic pop song. But multiple characters, big LA, you know.
Sprawling landscapes.
Deserts. Concrete.
Concrete highways.
I don't know, man. I think I've said it before too, big Wire Season 2 vibes from this season. I'm not going to say one was written better than the other because, you know...
I haven't watched Wire Season 2. Only season 1.
I haven't even watched that, man. That's another one. That's like... I'm like... Whenever I feel bad about watching The Sopranos, I'm like, fucking, I still haven't watched The Wire.
Wire's amazing. Yeah. Wire's so good.
Have you watched Breaking Bad, though?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I got that.
Wire's great, but Season 2...
I'm not an idiot.
I'm not a complete dipstick. But... Why Season 2 is set entirely like on the
Simpsons
docks.
Season 3.
Guys, South Park Season 1, anyone?
So many characters.
Can't believe we're four kids.
It was a big gamble on Fox's part.
It's like imagine having four Bart Simpsons. It was crazy. Why Season 2, you know, set in the docks, like industrial. It kind of really bored people a lot after getting a really cool cop drug crime drama the first season. And
yep.
I kind of see the same thing. But I don't know. I grew up in an area where we have an entire suburb, which is like Vinci. It's huge. And it's just the only functional steelworks in the Southern Hemisphere. It's massive. You drive through it. It takes 10 minutes to get from one side to the other, like a real town. But no one lives there. There's just people around it. And so when you saw those overhead shots of these big refineries and just big smokestacks and stuff, I was like, it's like 10 minutes from where I grew up. Sorry.
Still call Australia.
Is that Newcastle?
No, the other one, Wollongong. The only one that still has it. They closed it in Newcastle.
Okay.
So we got a mall.
Pussy.
Where I grew up, you either worked there or you're a teacher. Like,
wow.
That's it. Or you left.
Okay.
I was Chad. I left.
You pulled a Chad.
What other good games coming out like at E3? They've got the Star Wars one, which looks
Battlefront,
so sick.
Which looks stupidly good. Yeah, see, they released the footage this week of the aerial battles. You can have 20 people playing, just flying around. And like, you can be X-Wings. You can be Snowspeeders. You can be the Millennium Falcon. And at the end of the trailer, the best thing, Slave One flies in, Boba Fett's ship. And you're just like, holy shit, you can be Boba Fett flying in space, fighting with like 20 people online.
But I would love it for them just to have like a dedicated first player mode to that game. Like, I get that
they've been trying to do it for years. I posted this in that Facebook group we're in, Virtual Voice, but there's this big article about LucasArts and the demise of it. It was like a 6-page piece. It's really good. If any of the Hey Famsters out there want to read it, we'll post it on the wall. But it spoke about the guys who make the Battlefront games. They've been trying to make an online-only version since 2005.
I remember when that first... Wasn't that like an MMO or something like that? Where they really wanted to make like a World of Warcraft
online.
Kind of character thing? Yeah, they're going to do
Republic
that.
Yeah. Eventually. And they're just like, we just want to do an online Battlefront 2. And then just make it just, you fight and it's all online, because we should imagine pumping 100% of resources into online rather than doing 50% version of it. Like, the thing is, these games have release dates. It's like a film. It's like an album. It's like, you've got to put it out by the time the person paying you says.
Yeah.
And These guys are like, why don't we just, rather than do a 50% half-assed first-person game, 50% half-assed online, let's do 100% online game, because that's going to be the future. And so I can see the reasoning behind it for sure.
Totally. But I also would love them to do 100% single player.
Oh, you know that will come though.
Because like, I mean, like, imagine, like, you know, you get so excited watching those trailers when, you know, when Slave One shows up, you're like, oh my God. But imagine like a really perfectly crafted
one player,
free of any canon thing. Yeah. You just know that every Star Wars character is going to show up at some point.
Like, I really like The Force Unleashed. That was pretty sick.
Yeah, The Force Unleashed was huge. Still the highest, like, rated, I think the highest, like, grossing Lucas game ever. And that was fun as hell when that came out. The physics around that.
No, I didn't play that one.
It's cool.
At the time, it was
canon. Captain Picard in it?
No, this was a Spock-centric story. No, it was set between 3 and 4, and you are Darth Vader's secret apprentice who he's training to wipe the Emperor down with, and you're like pure force.
Cool.
There's this scene where you bring down a Star Destroyer like from the atmosphere into the city, and it's like, and the physics they made for that game were crazy. I forget what it's called. It's like motion or reality. It's got a name.
It was cool. I had a lot of fun playing.
And every Star Wars character was pretty much in it.
Everyone, Leia. Everyone was set between 3 and 4. Everyone was adults. Like the movie, the cutscenes were great.
Even like some of the weird Jedi's that you don't really get to see.
There was people who like, it was all the Jedi went hiding. You had to go hunt them down. So you're a Sith in it in training, and like you'd actually have to go and get Jedi who had been in the background. But such a good game, underrated.
But even if they're doing this full multiplayer route, like I loved how I don't know if everyone else loves it, but Super Smash Brothers Brawl, they had that the subspace emissary, and every
is
character
that the Wii one,
every character is introduced via this like
battle.
You know, they get into, it's like this story with all these cutscenes, and like so Link is walking through the forest and he walks past a sleeping Yoshi.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
Like it's just, I don't know, it's just like they just bring like literally bring all the characters into the same.
And you
world.
Had to play that to unlock all the characters to play.
Exactly.
I remember
I
spent a night in this god. This is how long I've lived here in this same goddamn lounge room playing Smash Brawl on here with three guys, and we just took rounds of like completing that over like 8 hours so we could unlock everyone.
There's a great bit with like where like Ness and Lucas from Earthbound are being chased by a big metal warrior. I don't know. I would love something like that for Star Wars.
Yeah, no, it'll be coming too. I mean, this is the first game they've made under this new agreement. And apparently, there's this from a few E3s ago. Do you remember this game they showed? Star Wars 1313, where it was like Uncharted, basically, and you were Boba Fett, and you were in the bowels of Coruscant, like the main city planet, and it was just a smuggler game. And you were it was like third-person shooter, fun as hell. You could do anything, and then it was pulled when Star Wars was bought by Disney, but the guy's like, no, we're doing it again.
Okay. I don't know. Like, with the Star Wars stuff, I mean, like, Star Wars Series 6 is really kind of like, I loved that movie growing up. It wasn't my favorite movie growing up. Like, I just loved...
What was?
I don't know. I loved The Sandlot.
Man, imagine...
Sandlot!
Disney, surely that's next on their acquisition
They've
list.
They've got Marvel. They've got Star Wars.
They've got Sandlot.
Get the dang Sandlot kids in there.
Yeah. Plays What's ball your like favorite, a girl.
favorite line from Sandlot?
Finkel is on. No, no, that's that's Ace Ventura.
What was it? Ray Finkel.
Finkel is on. No, I really liked when he made out with Smalls. Like everything about you're killing me, Smalls. Just everything's like.
Is it true that your one man show will be
a tribute to the Sandlot?
I would fucking love a one man Sandlot show.
Yeah, I'd be dude.
I'm gonna write that down.
Imagine the really dog sound good. Effect you could play.
Just run around the theater pretending I get chest bumped.
Yeah,
dog.
The Sandlot was great. I think when you're growing up, it was like the Beatles or the Stones. You'll have a Sandlot or Little Rascals.
I saw it in the movies. I loved it.
I think I had everyone over to watch it for my 9th birthday. And it was like the first movie that heaps of kids in my neighborhood had seen where it had like swearing in it.
Yeah.
And like my mom was like, don't tell your mom I let you watch the Sandlot,
right.
Kids.
It was pretty blue back then, wasn't it?
It's the first example of a movie where the title was changed. For the Australian audience.
The Sandlot kids here.
Sandlot kids here. The Sandlot.
It's called the Sandlot everywhere else.
Purist. You call it the Sandlot.
I grew up in South Africa.
Oh, there you go.
And like, I used to cop shit. Like, I go, you seen the Sandlot? And they go,
the Sandlot
kids?
What, the Sandlot dads?
Yeah. Was it the sequel?
This guy, I'm like, no, I'm fucking right?
What about...
One day there's going to be a little thing called internet, right?
What about
the Sandlot monks?
Al Gore's working on it right now. And
what was the first Mighty Ducks movie called in South Africa?
Just Mighty Ducks.
No,
because it was called Champions in Australia.
Oh, it was called Champions.
High five.
Yeah.
Unity. South Africa and Australia champions. Working together.
It was called Champions.
What's Chappie called in South Africa?
Chappie, or shitty movie.
Yeah. How good could have that movie been?
The trailers are sick.
The trailer was amazing. Have you seen Chappie?
It's
the Neil Blomkamp robot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right. Is it
Chappie,
terrible?
My name is Chappie.
Well, Chappie could read. Chappie read. Book daddy. Take a look.
That was a great Stew impersonation you just did.
No, you must teach him to do good things, man. Robot, do the robot, huh?
Chappie can read. Look, daddy. Look, Chappie paint. Chappie paint. Car, daddy. It was,
Chappie, come here, man. Because you can't start to do the gangster stuff, man.
I thought you guys said this was bad.
It sounds like
you
it would be cult classic. Stu's doing Yolandi from hit South African band Diane Wood.
Yep.
But I thought the concept was great. I wouldn't have minded those guys playing side characters.
Yeah.
They were the main characters of the movie. And they played themselves. They had Diane Wood posters up in their house.
And they were listening to their own music all the time.
And I was like, you could tell, like, that was just a deal gone wrong somewhere along the line where they're probably like, oh, Neil, you got to give us that movie role I've told you about. But the movie was great. Like, I had bits of Pinocchio, like, there was parts that I loved, and then they would just be replaced by, like, funny montage of making a robot gangster.
Yeah.
I was like, no. Nah. And then Hugh Jackman just carrying around a rugby ball for no reason, never just to make out that he's Australian. He has a mullet, and he works in an office. This is like, this isn't like call center. He works at like fucking Apple or Microsoft. Like, they're building robot cops, and he just carries a rugby around.
Yeah.
He wears like those khaki shorts and like a polo shirt, and that's how you know he's Australian. He's like, oh, let me build a robot. I know
it's
how to
do it. Great mullet, though. It's a really nice mullet.
Like Mad Max number one.
Would you say that South Africa is the one country that people are allowed to like really rip to shreds in Australia and be, I would say, racist about, and like, but with no remorse whatsoever?
Oh yeah, I've copped it big time.
Really? When did you move here?
I moved here in 97.
Why is that?
I don't know. It's crazy. Stupid South African.
One of my best mates, Matt.
You can just go in and really. No one will be like, oh yeah, ease up on that, mate. People are like,
let him
keep going. Leave him. What did you do, Stu?
I cried a lot.
What did you do to deserve it?
No,
as a people.
Nothing.
They called him Sandlot Dolman.
Sandlot. No, I don't know. I was just very, I always send in a blade talking about this stuff on the podcast. But I was very sheltered from it, and I didn't do anything, really. Didn't do anything.
And that's why you're on stage now, kicking ass, taking names. Did you grow up in Melbourne when you moved here?
Yeah, I moved to, moved to Perth.
Yeah.
Lived there for 2 years and then moved to Melbourne.
Yeah, right.
You're Melbourne boy, and then watch heaps of movies.
What's your favourite laneway?
Laneway.
The festival. Mine would have to be the festival.
Yeah.
The St. Jerome's.
St. Jerome's the Laneway Festival. Ever heard of it? No. I love Falls as well. No, Laneway. Falls, okay, Laneway. Falls.
Meredith Laneway
Festival. No, wait. There's one called Bionic Ear Laneway.
You serious?
100%. Google that shit.
Bionic
now.
Ear.
Bionic
Two
Ear
words?
Laneway. That's so weird you asked me that because I literally...
Two words, like bionic ear.
Bionic
like
ear laneway.
I'm going to Melbourne this Friday. I just want to go down there.
Can you go get a photo?
Check out these famous laneways.
Go to Batman Park.
I want to go there and get one of those famous tiny beers in my hand. Walk through the laneways. Hail down a tram.
Wear a t-shirt that says, I love the Sandlot, and not even get looked at once. Because people now accept it's called the Sandlot. That's the type of world we live in.
And then go jam with the drones.
Bionic ear lane. Here we go. Bionic ear lane, East Melbourne, Victoria, 3002.
Cool. I'll see you there Friday, 6:30.
Really?
Yeah, we're going to fight.
You guys, really? For the title of Sandlot Kids or Sandlot?
Yeah, perfect.
Seriously, why do they call it Sandlot Kids here? Like, I think...
Oh, that's like California Man, Encino Man as well.
What?
How it was called Encino Man here.
Yeah.
Everyone else calls it California Man.
Fuck off, I didn't know
that.
Are you
serious?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Same with like Fever Pitch and Pitch Perfect. Same with like...
Fever Pitch was...
That's flying, the Drew Barrymore.
Flying High and Airplane.
The Fever Pitch is the original... It's the guy who wrote High Fidelity about soccer fan.
Yeah.
It was remade for... Yeah. Is it called like Pitch Perfect?
Yeah, so that like the one with Drew Barrymore and Jimmy Fallon. Yeah, it was called different in Australia than it was in America.
Hang on. This Encino Man thing is blowing my mind.
Yeah.
Encino Man, known as California Man. No, in Europe.
In Europe.
So you got the European version.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we can agree to disagree on
this. Well, no, but it was called California Man in South Africa.
Right. That's what I mean. You got... Sorry. Oh, hang on.
But it wasn't called California Man in the States?
It was called California Man in the States.
No, it was called California Man in Europe.
Yeah, Europe, America.
Yeah. No, just Europe. The continent.
Yeah, no, Europe in America.
Oh, that's in Arkansas, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. Man, I didn't know that.
Paris, Texas.
Ever heard of it? Yeah, right. That's crazy. Is that a new segment called like us?
Called That's Crazy.
Us getting way too blown away by the facts of
movies. That's crazy.
Have different titles.
Brand, a cool segment called Let's All Pull Our Phones Out and Not Talk As Quickly As We Normally Do On The Podcast.
Yeah, I guess if you guys have any movies you want to retitle something, let us know. Hey, Stu, we got a segment on the show called Dreamcast.
Oh, yes. Sick.
Yeah. So it's where you, our beautiful guest, picks a fictitious property, be it a funny paper magazine, be it the Bible, and you get us to cast it for you.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, you can join in too.
So, I mean, any story and then you guys cast it.
Any fictitious thing. It could be made before as well, but you've got to also give
it here we go.
Restrictions.
Here we go.
Whether it's going to be a film, whether it's going to be, you know, a play.
A Netflix series.
And that will inform us
what
type of caliber we're looking for. Don't look at that picture of...
No, no, no.
Hold on, let's just hear the Dreamcast theme.
Take it away.
Jen Fricker. Dreamcast.
Man, that voice is so deep.
Okay, Dreamcast. I reckon the Beatles biopic.
Whoa.
Oh, jeez Louise.
What are we making? Is this for the Vegas stage or is this a film or is this
a
HBO series?
This is a film.
Damn. Only get one shot with cinema.
De Niro told us
Jobs
that one.
Steve Jobs is doing a second biopic.
Yeah, that's right. You know, they didn't quite knock it out of the park the first time.
I think we'll
Spider-Man,
do that again.
Take right. three.
It's like an iOS update. It's like, yeah, we can update it, I think.
Oh my God, if it was that easy.
Damn it. Who have we got?
All right, who's Ringo? Let's start with the easy one.
Can we let Ringo be Ringo?
He's still alive.
Yeah, I think we get Ringo.
Oh, Ringo will narrate it.
Yeah, Ringo will narrate it. Tom, I mean, he's been perfect.
As a fat controller.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Damn it. Who are we appealing to here? The kids?
You want to make the... Like, you know when you had those tweets come out when Paul McCartney did those things with Kanye?
Yeah.
Everyone's like, who's Paul McCartney? Yeah. You got to appeal to that demographic.
Great. Paul McCartney. I reckon one of the kids from the Arctic Monkeys.
Yeah, and then John Lennon, Kanye West. How fucking good would that be? How good would that be? Just cast Kanye as one of the Beatles.
Don't explain it. Just Kanye West
with
as John Lennon.
With a British
growing
accent.
Growing up in Liverpool in 1940.
Singing Queen songs.
Yeah. Well,
feels good, don't it?
So, no, I'd still want Ringo playing Ringo. Just de-age him like they did with Michael.
There's no way you could do that. You've got to get
someone. No, man, the Polar Express.
Ringo.
Yeah, great.
Ringo. Adrian Brody is Ringo.
Oh, wow.
Adrian Brody is George Harrison.
George Harrison.
Have you thought about this before?
No, I'm not. I just thought about
Adrian
him because...
Brody's cool. He's kind of a bit spiritual.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, that's very good. I like that. So Ringo needs to be a fool guy. Someone like... I reckon like a Jack Black could be a good Ringo.
Yeah.
Didn't funny he Ringo. Already play Ringo in Walk Hard?
What about Keanu
Walk Hard?
Reeves?
Yeah, I think he did.
Keanu Reeves?
Keanu Reeves could be a good John Lennon or George Harrison.
Okay.
Yoko Ono? On.
Like Kim Kardashian.
Oh, perfect. Is this a Kanye West film?
Yeah. Right. Kanye is John and Kim as Yoko.
Yeah, Paul.
Maybe the Illuminati is like engineering music again and they're making... I don't know.
Did we pick Paul?
Paul, you said one of the Arctic Monkeys.
Oh, yeah, get an Arctic
Monkey.
So, like,
Monkey the smallest star is going to be Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
Sir Paul.
So, who's our Beatles? We have an Arctic Monkey as Paul. Kanye is John Lennon.
Yep.
George Harrison is...
Adrian Brody.
Adrian Brody.
And or Keanu.
Matthew McConaughey.
Matthew McConaughey.
His backup.
Well, how about... No, let's make things true to tape. We'll get Woody Harrelson on drums as Ringo. And we'll get McConaughey as George. That's the rhythm section taken care of. Oh, no. Paul played bass. No, that, you know what I mean? Let's bring it back for the old fan. Why don't we cast the Beatles with True Detective characters? Colin Farrell is John Lennon.
Yep.
And Yoko is...
Vince Vaughn.
Boom. Vaughn take it away, kids. Yeah. This is the worst Beatles movie never made.
I got a quick one
you'll
for you.
You'll watch that one?
Because I know you've got to run pretty quick, Stu. But
that's good.
If you were going to recast... For a new generation, The Sandlot. Bring it back. Disney acquires The Sandlot license.
Okay, so it's going to be a remake or is it going to be them in 20 years?
Nah.
Good question. Well, that night, let's go remake.
Remake.
Okay.
20 years is...
See, I don't know young actors that well. Because
okay. Instead of that, pick the plot that gets them all back together for the... Well, why are we all meeting up in 20 years?
Okay, all right.
One's going to be a famous baseball player.
It's called Dream Plot.
Okay.
Dream Plot.
Okay. So, I reckon Benny the Jet Rodriguez...
Where did he wind up?
...has got a dodgy kidney, right? He's retired from baseball, and he's got
to
run... yeah, but like he can't run that well. Right. So he's kind of like not a jet anymore. Yep. So someone has got to get him a new kidney by the time his kidneys fail. And he's got like this big dog that wants to eat the kidney because someone's thrown it over the fence.
Who threw it over the fence?
I would say Smalls probably did it because he borrowed his dad's kidney to...
Never changed.
Kept it in a jar or something.
Yeah, never changed, Smalls.
Never changed. Always.
He's still wearing that hat.
Yeah, yeah. That big fish hat. Sticking his glove out.
Is the dog CG?
Dog is, yeah. It's like they've just used Chewbacca's costume.
Well, they own it now. They can do what the hell they want with it.
Yeah, they like budget cuts and like they've just put... Yeah, Chewbacca on four legs.
Yeah, no, I get that.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. They even use the same actor.
What's the subtitle? You know, when you get back together, you've got to like the reunion or the next match. Or...
A New Hope.
A new... Yeah. Let's say...
The Next Pitch. It's going to be something like that. Is that a baseball?
Batter Up.
Someone do a dialysis. Something like top of the dialysis innings or something like
in Australia, that. The Sandlot kidneys?
Yeah, the Sandlot. Oh, there you go.
That's Australia only, gang.
The Sandlot kidneys.
There you go. Horrible.
Thanks so much for joining us, Stu, on Hey Fam.
Hey, man, I had fun. You guys are cool.
Oh, you're very cool.
What a compliment.
We already said where we can find you. All over the internet.
Yeah, all over the webs.
Or hanging out at Bionic Ear Lane, selling you Bionic Ears.
Well, I'm bringing back GeoCities. Check that out. Angel Fire as well.
You're on Angel Fire? Yeah,
if you were going to relaunch GeoCities, who would you cast?
Who would I cast as the chief of GeoCities?
Oh, easy.
Who would you cast as the Microsoft Word paperclip?
Okay. Oh, man. Easy. Kramer.
He's racist and he's funny looking.
And he's to the point.
Giddy up.
Giddy up.
Just like Michael Richards walked in here.
Do you want to save?
That's a great clippy sound. Wow.
If you want to find us online, we are facebook.com/heyfampodcast. Or you can send us an email like no one else in the world has yet. Heyfampodcast.
We got
gmail.com.
And I couldn't even read it.
Really?
I was in the drunk episode.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't read it. I mean, it was well written.
You did read it. You just didn't read it.
Oh, no,
well.
Trust me. I didn't read it. I was taking letters. I was being really creative.
If you want to find Angus online, Twitter/Instagram/ wherever else, Chimichangas.
Or just flaming you guys on your Facebook walls. Just posting
just,
dirt.
Just find me on your dad's page, calling him a pussy.
Yeah. I'm president of the Ray Velcoro fan club. We've got a group. We all grow moustaches and wear ill-fitting bolos.
You only communicate through voice messages that you upload.
They never upload. And that's look.
They have bad mobile phone reception.
Oh, constantly. I went with the cheap plan.
Yeah.
He looks like a tight ass.
You're Dodo. You're on Dodo.
He's a tight ass. You can tell he went with like the $9.95 a month like plan. You can tell. Like that's his look.
This phone's always out of reception.
You're gonna have to just call. The way I like it. Never mind.
You can do a Frank.
Yeah, it's like, I'm going to try to call my son. No, well, I'm going to get voicemail and send it to him anyway when I get into Wi-Fi. It's not working. Never mind. I just got shot in the stomach 8 times. Never mind.
Frankie Boy would be like, it's like a cell phone with full bars, except I'm getting no calls. You know what I mean? It's crazy. I got a premium plan. I got 2 phones of this plan. I give one to my wife, one to me. It's supposed to be free. 30 minutes free a month.
33 minutes.
I'm getting no calls. And I got full pause. But you know what? I don't mind because I go straight to voicemail.
I don't even read
my voicemail.
I keep putting my phone on vibrate, but it keeps ringing and ringing and ringing.
And nobody's calling me. You ever wake up at 3 a.m. with your phone vibrating, no one calling you? Right?
Never mind.
That's affection, guys.
Hey, if you want to find me online, I'm Twitter, Instagram/LevDog.
Oh, what are you doing in Melbourne this weekend? Maybe get some kids coming.
Hey, Melbourne people, come and see me play rap music at my party, Halfway Crooks. We're playing at Boney this Friday night. And also, if you're in Sydney, check out the Sydney Morning Herald that came out on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
Because I wrote an article about sandwiches. Yeah. And I could really use your support online because I'm being torn to shreds by angry Sydney
Sandwich
Morning Herald.
Sandwich aficionados?
Just just dickhead aficionados.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh man.
People are really upset that I use the word Sarnie.
I like seeing Sarnie in the infographic on the page.
But I also used Sambo and Sanger.
You did it all.
But they really took umbrance with...
umbrance?
Yeah, a whole people lot of umbrance just, you know, against the use of the word Sarnie. They said I sound like a wimpy Jamie Oliver.
Is that a gauntlet being thrown down?
I would literally, like, seriously, if you are an angry commenter on Sydney Morning Herald, 6:30 p.m. at Ear Canal Lane... this Friday, Melbourne.
Ear Canal Lane. It's right next to Bionic Ear.
Bionic Ear.
It's adjacent.
That's the tributary to...
It should be Bionic Ear Canal. That would be fantastic.
It's adjacent, guys. It's adjacent. You can find it.
We've been Hey Fam. Thank you very much to Stewie D.
No worries. Thanks,
Stu Dolman, thanks for coming over again.
Thank you.
Thanks for getting the cab charge. Oh, we give every Hey Fam member a cab charge. You'll be a... you know, and a night at the Gold Coast, so yeah. At a theme park of your choice.
And you know who pays for that?
Wet and Wild, please, because I like to get wet and all wild.
Guys, you heard it here first. Me, I'm a Big Brother house man myself. Just get me in there, put a camera on me, wait to see what happens.
Do you know who pays for our Gold Coast, all guests' Gold Coast adventures?
Who?
None other than Perry Farrell.
Perry?
Welcome back. He just came in to play us out.
We keep him in here. He knows. It's almost like he has a sixth sense, isn't it?
He's like, did someone say the Gold Coast? I better play the end theme.
Plug yourself in, Perry, and take us away. Done.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.